All right, we just finished day one with the two-day program here in Robbinsville. Real good group of guys. We're packed into a room, almost 90 people in this room. During class, I'm like, man, I haven't done a live video in a while. I want to give everybody value today. And the value I'm going to give to you is this. I thought about it in class. I think it's a good one. I probably haven't touched on it in a while. If I've ever touched on it at all is, by the way, I'm in the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A. So I figured what better time than now to actually do a live video for everybody. So here's a quick body language tip or tips. One, when you have somebody out of a car and you're about to search their car, have another officer stand with that person and allow that person to watch while you search the car. And then when you get close, the searching officer gets close to the items that you're probably looking for, that person will begin to have reactions to the police officer touching or getting close to those areas where the stuff is hidden. So what does that mean? Have one police officer off to the side of the road having some general conversation with the suspect while another officer or two officers search the car. Maybe you just have an off-topic conversation and make sure he's watching. As you get close to a certain spot, the searching officers, you will begin the person to start doing things like this. The weather was good today. They'll start having reaction. You'll have a normal conversation when they see that police officer getting close to the area where they know the stuff is hidden. That will happen. Okay. That's one of today's tips. I had another one for you guys. Trying to think of it right now. I kind of lost track in my mind. The second tip is this. On a motor vehicle stop, when you ask somebody, is there anything illegal in the car? Generally, if you can pay attention to where they're looking, that they'll subconsciously tell you when they look back at the car where it is. Sometimes they look at the trunk. If you ask somebody to return closer to their car, they'll sometimes lean against the panel, which is closest to where the drugs or CDS or where contraband or guns are hidden. Sometimes they'll go to a trunk and touch the trunk. Pay attention to what they're doing. Read the body language. That's the name of this game. People always ask, how do you guys find so much stuff? How do these guys go out and crush all these big arrests? And you didn't get the odor of marijuana. And how do you know there's something illegal in the car? It's because we're paying attention to body language. That's what we're paying attention to. Reactions to presence, body language. Those are the keys to success in interdiction. So hopefully you found some value in it. Next time you're searching a car, have one person stand with the guy whose vehicle you're searching. Have the other two or one or two officers search the car and watch his body language as they get close to certain areas. I can tell you one story off the top of my head where I allowed three officers to search the car while I sat and conversed with the person I had stopped. And as one officer got into the trunk and started looking around in the left rear part of the trunk on the driver's side, I stopped him, went over to that officer, and I said, hey, by the way, whatever he has in this car is going to be in here, so make sure you look really good. And sure as shit, as he was digging and looking, that's where he found all the stuff that we were looking for. With that being said, check out streetcoptraining.com. Look forward to having day two tomorrow with everybody. Real group of people. If there's something I can do for you, reach out to me via Facebook Messenger, and I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible. See you guys later.